This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Okay, I'm fed up. Fed up. Social media has become such a part of our lives. Somebody asked me last night about some new song. Now I'm going to, it was my niece who said, well, you work with all these millennials. You should know what this is. And I'm trying to remember what she, I asked her to send me a note to remind me to ask you and James Collins, who's not really, he's too young.
Gen Z. Yeah, once right. again, everyone blaming yeah. millennials for all the problems in the world.
Well, I don't know if this is a problem. It's just I'll find the word. It's about a dance or something. I don't know what it is. But the reason that I'm bringing it up is because I'm frustrated and actually annoyed and tired of trying to use a facility, i.e. Facebook. I have some pictures of my grandson and my son and his wife and me from the farm yesterday. Some pictures of activities on the farm yesterday they want to post. And so Bob sent me the pictures, so I'm working, Jay and I are trying to figure out how to get them from what Bob sent me onto my Facebook page. And it's like it's like climbing the Eiffel Tower. And if you're lucky, you make it to the top. And then you look around and think, this is dangerous. Why did I do this? And the same. As far as I'm concerned, Facebook and all of this stuff, and all of the things, the social, I don't know. I just find it all. I use it. We talk about it on the air. I like it. The only reason I like Facebook, I think that Zuckerberg is an obnoxious bore and actually a crook. But, you know, and a lot of my friends have gotten off of Facebook because they don't like the kinds of things that are shared on Facebook. I get it. I don't go there. I don't use it for that. What I use it for is to share things from my family. Or the program to a point, or things that are going on the farm, but all good stuff, fun things, food for thought, et cetera, et cetera. So I want something that's easy. Bob sends me a picture, I put it on the Facebook page. You think mm-hmm. I can figure out how to do that? Save as, so we're going through save as, and then we go through some other step, and another step, and another step, so you got 9 different steps instead of just, okay. And the assumption is that everybody knows how to do this.
Well, or that everybody's looking at the same thing, because there have been times, Doug, where I've tried to walk you through certain steps and you're not seeing something. And then I ask you, send me a picture of what that website is actually showing you. And it is completely different than what mine is. Or yeah. on Facebook, this has happened to me where I'll tell Doug, okay, click here and then click this button. And he's like, it's not there. And then I go in and I'm like, wait a second, that button's not there. Where did it go? And then you refresh the browser and all of a sudden it pops up. It's like Facebook had a glitch or something. And typically it is Facebook, let's be real.
Yeah.
And there will be times where I'm like, oh, just send me the photo. I'll share it for you. And then all of a sudden that button is missing on my end, too.
Mm-hmm.
And then I just have to wait a few minutes and right. or sometimes a few hours. Then all of a sudden
crazy.
It pops up.
Right.
No. And especially the fact of I can't help you if I can't see your screen and your screen is showing something different than mine, which mm-hmm. I am astounded how often that happens.
Yep,
and those are just legitimate situations where that's not even user error at that point.
Nah. All right, so anyway, we'll try. Post them so you can go. Either Jay will put them on the Good Day Facebook page or on my own personal page. A lot of people, listeners, go to my own personal page. It's okay. Doug at Doug. No, that's my email. What is it's at facebook.com/Doug Steffen. Speaking of social media, Chick-fil-A under fire for a tweet that users have said was outrageous. They're calling out Twitter. Twitter used one of the tweeters. Can you call them tweeters?
Tweeters.
Yeah, right. there was a back and forth about spicy chicken nuggets. Apparently, the official Twitter account for Chick-fil-A responded to this complaint about grilled spicy deluxe, the fact that they have those, but not any real spicy nuggets. And the response was, your community will be the first to know if spicy items are added to the permanent menu. And so there were only 6 replies to this, but to what this fellow Don said, but the Chick-fil-A response got 700 replies and 4,300 quote tweets because of the choice of wording. Twitter users called out the account's decision to use the term "your community," questioning whether it was targeting the identity of the user who appears to be black. And so then it kept going, "What do you mean, your community?" So it went back and forth. So instead of talking about chicken, they get into this whole big to-do about whether or not you're referencing black people or not. Good God.
This is totally something that, like, I would come under fire for. Because I say community all the time in the sense of where you live and, like, the city and surrounding cities. Your community.
Get a life.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, exactly.
Nothing anybody says is safe anymore. And there are legitimately racist people. There are. There are people who don't think before they speak, and their intentions are not always great.
No.
But then that gives the rest of us a bad name.
Mm-hmm. All right, so this is why it happens, though. Because Merriam-Webster keeps adding words and phrases to the dictionary that are inappropriate. And there are 370 new words in the Merriam-Webster update that's available for Christmas purchase. A lot of COVID-19 words, some corporate culture words, a lot of slang stuff like janky. I don't even know what that means. What is janky? That's one of the new words. It's in the Merriam-Webster dictionary. You use the term janky?
Like unreliable quality.
Really? So where did that come from? Who started that? Where is the official rendering?
That's a good question.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, the one that I really like is the In Case You Missed It acronym has been added.
Acronym is a word? Happy. Wasn't it a word before?
No, In Case You Missed It acronym.
Oh.
ICYMI.
So that's not a word.
It's
that's like OMG.
Yeah, an acronym.
Right? Or and LOL. Are all those in the dictionary?
I believe so.
Ugh, what a... Oh, man. This is horrible. No matter... When you listen to people that you know how to speak, use the English language, the dictionary is even authorizing use. They heard there's a new... another edition of false negative and false positive. That's not a word. That's a phrase. Right? It's a phrase.
Yeah, that's a...
Oat milk?
Mm-hmm.
Come on.
Like, if you want to add phrases, but call them phrases.
Well, who are they to decide this too, by the way? Baller. Isn't that something... Didn't they use that for that show that The Rock was in? They called it Ballers. Right?
Yeah.
But that was supposed to reflect on footballers, right? Or was it something else intended that I didn't get?
I think it could be just athletes, like baseballers, footballers, footballers as in soccer, basketballers.
Cringe is a word that's just been added. That's
cringe
a word,
is a great word.
Yeah, but that's been around for a long time. That ought to be in the dictionary. I get that one.
Mm-hmm.
Of all
yeah, there
words
are
I've
some words
so
where it's like, why is it just now getting notoriety?
Yeah, thank you.
Notability.
Right. And back to the question about why is it that these people are the authority?
Mm-hmm.
Who made them... The authority. Like, who made fucking Wagnalls?
Why is Von Wagnalls just now getting in there?
Yeah. Where'd this... I want to... Let's you and I want to do a dictionary of my own words.
Do
all
it.
Right?
Give us one right now. You got it.
A new word?
Yeah.
Unga bunga.
I like it.
Makes
what's
about as much sense as some of these other things. The language I talk to my grandchildren. Unga bunga. I've been saying that for a long time. Matter of fact, to my children, I said it. Unga bunga. What does it mean? It means wow. Wow. Unga bunga. Okay. So we've had that lesson in.
Not to be confused with the previous cowabunga.
Cowabunga is another good one. Yes. That's a very good one. Yep. Cowabunga and unga bunga. Put those in your dictionary, Merriam-Webster. Let's see that in print. Quarter past the hour on the Doug Stephan Good Day program.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
How long does it take to tackle a home project? With Angie, you could cross it off your list before this ad is over. Just tell us what you need. Indoor, outdoor, repair, or redesign. And we handle the rest, sending a top pro to get it done. You don't have to lift a finger, except to tap the screen or click the mouse. Plus, Angie is free to use. So bring us your next home project, and we'll bring it home. Download the app or go to Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com to get started.
All right, 17 half the hour, Doug Steffen's Good Day program. The Ukrainian troops are beating the hell out of the Russians. If you follow, and the Russians are giving up. They were over the weekend, the Ukrainians recaptured 20 towns and villages that the Russians had taken over. And the Russians keep shooting the missiles, but they keep missing the target. Mm-hmm. Among other things. But the Russian soldiers are defecting. They're asking Ukrainians to take them in, and in some cases the Russians are putting on Ukrainian uniforms and fighting against their countrymen. It's that bad and that obvious, and thus the call for Putin by his pals in the Kremlin to get out of town. Maybe there needs to be more drastic action, as I've suggested on any number of occasions.
Maybe they need to show him the way out.
Yeah, right, maybe at the end of a gun barrel. Yeah, okay, see you later. Anyway, so then we get back now that things are going sort of like the pendulum, swinging back and forth and back and forth. People say, okay, well, we've helped the Ukrainians. They've stolen a lot of our stuff. Are we on the right side here? Of course we're on the right side. The wrong side is the Russian side, but maybe that isn't the right word for it. Maybe go back to Merriam-Webster, choose a word better. The just side versus the right side. A country attacking another country, regardless of their, you know, what their status is or what their government is like or what their people are like, is still wrong. Aggression is wrong. Unless there's an ultimate threat. And I guarantee you the Ukrainians were doing nothing to threaten the Russians. In fact, Ukraine helps and that's really why they want to steal it. Why Putin wants it is because their economy is stronger in general than the Russians in comparison to the number of people. They have great steel factories. They make a lot of things. They create. They've done a great job in terms of food and the breadbasket of Eastern Europe. You know, they've, in terms of wheat and corn and that sort of stuff, their soil is very productive. It's actually quite a lovely country, in reality. And government is not great. But then when you think about it, give me a country that has a good government. Name me one country around the world that has a really good government.
And like fully across the board, I don't think that's possible.
Yeah, well,
there's always going to be somebody in there or a few people in there that mess it up for everybody.
Yep, there you go. There's more food for thought. 21 after the hour on the Good Day program.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm about to give you a URL that can and will change your life. You will simply investigate it and look into it for your own self. Do your own research. This is an absolute 360 win for GCN, for American Tax Solutions, and for you. Ladies and gentlemen, these are top tax lawyers that will deliver you super service very, very quickly and change your life. The average person can save up to 90% on their taxes. Visit GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com.
Good Day Health Podcast with Dr. Jack Stockwell.
This show is dedicated to the fact that there might be something else you might want to consider, that when we consider all the problems that people are having in the sense of national health statistics, there is hardly any person that escapes unscathed from some chronic affliction during their lifetime. Almost everybody that I see, and hardly anybody over the age of 50, does not have some kind of a chronic problem that's begun to show up in their life.
All Good Day Health podcasts can be found at gooddayhealthshow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
23 after the hour, time for a little of nuts in the news, in a manner of speaking, celebrity news, it's all the same. Social media trending stories about Ray J. Ray J. Ray J.
Who?
Is Ray J. Ray J? Ray J. As opposed to Ray Guy. Ray J. Apparently he's trying to clear his name because he bopped with Kim Kardashian, and that may have been the start of the lack of people paying attention to him and lots of people paying attention to Kim Kardashian. Why this makes a difference in eternity is beyond me, but right? Jay thought this was pretty interesting here, so
I'm exactly on with you, Doug, on this. Why does it make a difference? There's that whole, well, Kim Kardashian kind of gained her notoriety by the sex tape with Ray J, and then this family has built an empire of beauty brands and skincare brands and clothes, like all of these different things within their own right, and Ray J's claim is that Kris Jenner orchestrated the whole thing, sold the tape, that there actually there was a deal for three tapes, and the one tape was sold to Vivid.
Well, if nobody knew who Kim Kardashian was before, why would they pay any money for a sex tape?
She was known as Paris Hilton's friend. Like, she was the socialite's friend, and all of this stuff. And so let's say, hypothetically, that, well, and Kris Jenner even went on a late-night talk show and did took a lie detector test and said no, and it was proven true, and he was saying that that was all faked and all that stuff. But let's say, hypothetically, that Kris Jenner did orchestrate it. Who cares? Is that going to make a lick of difference into what the family is doing today and everything else that they've built?
So does he want a piece of the action? Because
his thing is that they're making a fool out of him, and they're making him look like a fool, look like a liar. It's like he's doing this to himself.
Sounds like
let it go, Ray J.
What's the other? What's West Kanye?
Kanye West.
Yeah, let's see. He sounds like he could be his cousin or something. Jackass. All right, here we go with Seth Rogen. Ooh, we're hitting home runs here from the JA department. Steven Spielberg We'll have your people call his people. That's the rumor, right?
Or your agent has to get in touch with his agent.
Right. So what's
Seth just give out his phone number
Rogan looking for here? He wants to.
No, he was just saying how it was so amazing to work with Spielberg and how he is such a brilliant mind and has all these stories to tell. And most directors will give their cell phone numbers out to their cast in case they need to reach them for something. And he was just saying that because he was just so enamored, and some of the other cast members were, that Spielberg was very picky on who got his phone number and good. Who was told to have your people call my people.
Yeah. So what's wrong with that? He's
nothing.
Being, sounds like a spoiled brat.
I know he wasn't agreed. Complaining about it. He even agreed. He's like, yeah, it was probably the smart thing to do because I'd probably call him all the time.
So why is this a story then? Why would the Toronto Film Festival
was happening and everybody was going around and promoting different films they've been working on. There were different comments and conversations. And what was happening was he was showing his admiration for Steven Spielberg.
Ah, okay.
He wasn't slighting him.
This movie that he's in, that Spielberg directed, The Fablemans?
Yes, yeah, it's actually loosely based on Spielberg's life. And upbringing.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh. So does Rogan play Spielberg in the movie?
He plays, I believe, a characterized version of an uncle.
Really? All right. Sounds very exciting. I can hardly wait.
I hear the excitement in your voice. You're enthralled.
Yes. I'm excited because it's 28 past the hour and we're out of this.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along. Which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
I'm Greg. I'm 68 years old. I grew up in Cleveland, Ohio. Majored in business administration. I do motivational speaking in addition to substitute teaching. Part of the reason for my motivational speaking is I kind of feel like I have a calling or giving back to the younger generation. You know, the golden rule is do unto others you'd have them do unto you. My wife, Wanda, is a senior flight attendant. She's been flying for over 30 years. We do laugh quite a bit. I think most adults will start realizing that they don't recall things as quickly as they used to, or they don't remember things as vividly as they once did. I've been taking Prevagen for about 3 years now. People say to me periodically, man, you got a memory like an elephant. It's really, really helped me tremendously.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Greg Fraley is a paid testimonialist and real Prevagen user. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who were cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Stocks dropped to their worst day in more than 2 years after hotter-than-expected inflation data startled investors at 8.3% year-over-year. Investors sold everything from stocks and bonds to oil and gold. All 30 stocks in the Dow Jones Industrial Average declined, as did 11 sectors in the Standard & Poor's 500. President Biden at the same time hosted an event at the White House celebrating the passage of the Inflation Reduction Act.
And all the House and Senate Democrats who stood together and never, ever, ever gave up. This couldn't have happened without every single one of you, and that's in the literal sense in the Senate. Every single one was required because the other team didn't want to play.
The final primaries of the 2022 election cycle were held Tuesday as New Hampshire, Rhode Island, and Delaware voters went to the polls. In the New Hampshire gubernatorial race, Democrat Tom Sherman will face Republican Chris Sununu in November. Lance Pryne, USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Hey trader, listen up. The markets have changed. Have you changed your trading strategies? Vantage Point can help you conquer volatility. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word money to 813-813 and discover how to predict stock market trends 1 to 3 days in advance with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. No matter which way the market moves, Vantage Point's patented AI can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to get what you need to stay ahead of markets and find your best entries and exits. Text the word money to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text money to 813-813.
Doug Steffens' Good Day Show.
So, you drink coffee?
I do.
Yeah, you do a little bit, right?
I do. My husband hates the smell of coffee.
We've never been
home brewers. It's typically, I will, like, later in the morning.
How is it when he kisses you after you've had a cup of coffee?
Oh, that's we're married. We don't kiss. We don't touch. It's keep your distance. Stay away.
Get the podcast at gooddayshow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
All the lonely pups in the world listen to the Doug Steffens Good Day program because we put an end to loneliness here. It's just kind of what we do. Hi, 34 after the hour on the Good Day program. Good news from Doug Steffens and Jay Kirshner talking about babies and my grandson and stuff. There's a new way to name babies, baby sea otters, though, at the Aquarium of the Pacific, which is out in Long Beach. Very cool place. If you've never been there, take a ride. I mean, there's so many cool things to see in this country. There really are. There's so many things to learn and enjoy. We have so many different pockets. So now, this baby sea otter who was rescued, sea otter number 934, has been at the Aquarium of the Pacific for a couple of months And now, this baby sea otter needs a name. So you can help name this four-month-old otter by signing up for their Adopt an Animal program, making a donation of $100 or more if you want. A family who submits the winning name will get a behind-the-scene tour of some of the other exhibits at the aquarium. And I will tell you, having been there, it is a very, very, very cool place.
Well, we're going to make it a good one because 934 will just not do.
No, not at all. So, contest lasts from now till the end of the month. And I'm sure that if you go to the Aquarium of the Pacific's website, or just to Google it, you will find your way to the contest. You want to name baby seal number 934. How about we name him Dudley? What do you think?
Oh, I like it.
Yeah?
That's a good
Dudley,
one.
Dudley, right? Dudley the sea otter. It sounds like cool. Do we know if it's a boy or a girl? If it's a boy, we need to know if it's a boy or a girl.
Yeah, I'm not sure. We can give it a unisex name.
Yeah, right. What's Dudley's? Like, well, actually, there are some girls named Dudley. I've seen
Avery.
Some girls. Avery's a good name, yeah. Right. Good. Okay, Avery it is. Send it along. Let's see if we get the $100. Or, well, no, we're supposed to give $100.
And a behind-the-scenes tour.
Yeah, right. Let's do that. Okay, let's get to some other things that are going on. For those of you who are there are some people that eat out every single meal, usually single people that never cook. They're out for breakfast. They're out for lunch. They're out for dinner. Right? You know people like that in your life, I bet. Don't you? You know people that single people probably would be more a single person.
I know families that do that.
Families
too.
That do the same
especially
thing, really.
Based on depending on where they live, what their kind of work schedules are.
All right, so you'll be interested to know two things that I just gleaned from social media. The pandemic and what the effects were on the restaurant business, we all know. How many small restaurants, diners, that sort of thing went out of business? And now the restaurants are coming back, and there's more and more focus on breakfast menus. This really amazes me, because I guess I grew up eating at home. I took care of myself, but I always have eaten at home for breakfast. Once in a while, you go out if you're on the road, but breakfast is the biggest meal. Did you know that? That more people eat out at restaurants for breakfast than lunch or dinner. Wouldn't you have thought it would be dinner? But it's shocking.
I would have thought it would have been dinner.
Yeah, right. And it's Starbucks is number one. Wow, that's an interesting reality, isn't it, huh? Also, the fast food restaurants you'd expect. Diners. I love. There's nothing better than going into a good diner and having a pancake. Right? A little syrup, glass of juice. You know, something that is kind of it's like the all-American thing.
Anyway. I'm more of an Eggs Benedict person.
Are you really?
Swap out the ham for some avocado. That's my jam.
Okay. For those of you who are following the midterm elections, which are a month and a half away or less, about a month and a half away, the latest number, if you're going to run a commercial to promote somebody on radio or television, you really need to get the spots in now. So this is sort of this week will tell us what kind of money is going to be spent. It looks like so far $1.4 billion in advertising time has been booked through Election Day for radio and television. $1.4 billion. Already more than that has been spent on the primary election. And you know what? Maybe my message is getting through here. I guess I'm not the only one who's saying it, but more and more, I was talking to some people over the weekend who said that they didn't think, when they were looking at the results of the primary and how many people went to vote and what goes on really in the primaries, that the primaries are the more important of the two elections because you weed out the whack jobs. And if just the people who like the whack jobs go to the primaries, then the whack jobs get to run in the election, and oftentimes the whack jobs win. Look at the component of now the 435 people that are in the House of Representatives. I bet you there are 100 whack jobs that are in there, maybe more. And now people are going to say, well, Doug, how do you define whack jobs? I'd post a few pictures. AOC would be one of them. Marjorie Taylor Greene would be another one. Just because they're not focused on the job at hand. And you can say, well, who are you to say who the job at hand is? Look at the Constitution. Look at any number of renderings of what your representative is supposed to do. It's not about them. They've made it about them, but it's about you. You're the one who's supposed to be the most important focus of those people who want to serve you. But that's a joke.
People, not the donors.
Yeah, right. But that's a joke these days, it would seem. All right, so anyway, I just thought I'd bring you up to date on that. The discussion of reality shows, we've had a couple of those conversations. And again, if I make reference to something that you didn't hear and you're curious about what it is that we're talking about, then help yourself to our gooddayshow.com website, where you can hear the whole program all day long in its entirety. You can hear our podcasts picking out some of the things that are juicy. You hear the promotions for those here on the air. And so if I make reference to something like the reality show discussion we had in the last half hour, you'll be able to reference it. And the reason I'm going back there is because there's a new reality show called America's Next Great Author, which seems, you know, you hear the commercials. We have, I think we're playing the commercials, James. Aren't we still playing those commercials for the writer? If you want to write a book or write something, these people will help you, I think.
I'm not too sure about that.
I think it's there. All right, well, anyway, the point is that if there are a lot of people who are in the book business that are seeking applicants, writers want to involve yourself on the pilot show for America's Next Great Author, you're being invited. It's kind of like an American Idol show from what I see. Applications through this Friday, I think, for the pilot episode. They want great stories. You know what they're going to do with these? They're looking for, there's a method here to their madness. Not only looking for the next great author, they're looking for the next big idea for films and television shows and stuff, because they're running out of new ideas.
It's
the same.
It's all related.
Yeah, right. So you got an idea for a book? You can pitch your book idea to the panel of judges in front of a live audience, and there'll be 100 semifinalists who'll be invited to participate. 20 finalists get to pitch their book. So that's what goes on through the season. They're going to start the filming of the show in Newark. Huh? Why would they? Well, I guess that's where all the publishers are. Manhattan is where they all are, actually. So the person who is in charge of this, the producer, says that unlike some reality shows, there won't be any snide remarks. That's kind of, you know, some of the stuff. Nobody's going
to
ask.
When it comes to like an author, somebody's putting their heart and soul out there.
Yeah, they're out there.
And it would be very scary. And it would be nice if people would just show encouragement. And if maybe something's not working, then use it as a teaching moment rather than the whole, like, you're awful, get out of here.
Yeah, right. The Simon's approach to things. So the winner gets $2,500 in cash, a prominent role in the pilot episode, and part of a second day of filming, which includes mentoring and coaching from some of the industry leaders and the creators of the program. So there you go. It's going to be hosted by a best-selling author from the New York Times. His name is Kwame Alexander. And the contestants will pitch their book ideas to the, this is also a live audience here for this show, another reality. See, these shows, all right, there's a twofer here. These shows are cheap to produce, and not like filming a, you know, a random episodic procedural show that costs millions of dollars. These things are cheap, and they lead to other things. So they're doing, it's kind of like killing two birds with one stone. That's kind of a lousy expression in itself, isn't it? Why would you want to kill two birds? And who's got a stone big enough to throw at two birds? Where'd that come from?
What is it, beating a dead horse? Just an awful expression.
It must be some stupid, and Merriam-Webster, it's another stupid.
Awful expression.
Yeah, right, exactly. Okay, anyway, so once this pilot is filmed, the show creators hope that there's going to be a network that picks up the show. Of course, some cheap budget. They're all cheap now. I mean, look at the, at least over the summertime, look at all these cheap $100,000. They steal all the old ideas from past. Where's the new idea? This is a relatively new idea and a relatively interesting idea, because there are a lot of great stories that are to be told. There's always another good story to tell. So anyway, this show will elevate people, celebrate writers. We aren't here to make people feel badly or to tell them they aren't good enough as a writer. Good. That's refreshing, right? Some of the, you know, there are some other shows. The Great British Baking Show has been suggested here to help people. It's another way of getting people to shine. But mm-hmm. it's not like the stuff. Simon seems to be the target of the negative.
of the negative approach here. He does seem like he's calmed down a lot since.
Yes, he does. Yeah. Yeah, it does seem like he's calmed down. In a moment, speaking of money that's won, the story of somebody who won a lot more money than he thought he won after this.
Paid for by GovMint.com.
Have you heard? The United States Mint has issued the Morgan Silver Dollar for the first time in 100 years. Not only that, but they are also minted in 99.9% pure silver for the first time ever in history. Coin experts are calling this an amazing opportunity for anyone that knows the enduring popularity of Morgans. But you must hurry. Only 175,000 legal tender silver dollars were issued. These Morgan Silver Dollars are brand new, bright and shiny legal tender coins minted by the iconic Philadelphia Mint. Just call 1-800-888-7630 and you are guaranteed a new 99.9% pure silver Morgan dollar. The first time in history this has happened. But with limited quantities, you must call now to order. To learn more, call 1-800-888-7630. If you order now, you will receive a free collector bonus, a $25 value free with every order. Call 1-800-888-7630 now to secure your new Morgan silver dollars before they are gone. That's 1-800-888-7630.
If you have a small business, Staples has your sign.
Banners for my bakery?
Staples has your sign.
Oh, posters for my new pet store.
Floor decals for a pharmacy.
Every day, Staples associates help every kind of small business create bold signs to make big impressions. And now get $10 off custom signs, banners, and posters when you spend $50 or more. This is your sign, so print it big at Staples. N101. Visit staplesconnect.com/thisisyoursign for details.
This week on RVER, sponsored by Progressive Insurance.
Oh, that new doctor has dropped it, gorgeous.
Please, he's just another RV League educated surgeon with good hair.
No, he's different.
Nurses, we got a Class C motorhome with a detached driver's side mirror. Meet me in the OR. Stat.
Right away.
No, she's on break. I'll handle this one.
Oh, you conniving little...
When your RV really needs saving, Progressive has you covered. See if you could save with a leader in RV insurance. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, covered subject to policy terms.
All right, here's the story, Jay, of Jose Flores Valenzuela. I believe it's Velasquez. Got it. I think it's close. He won a $600 lottery ticket, or at least that's what he thought. So he goes to the local grocery store where he bought it. Little did he know, according to the Virginia Lottery, that he went to redeem the... Actually, he went to the headquarters to get the $600. But the staffer said, wait a minute, sir, there's been a mistake. There's a problem here. So he gets all worked up about, oh, gee, you mean I didn't win $600?
$600.
And the answer is, no, you didn't win $600. You won $1 million. Da-da-da-da. He bought a 20 times the money ticket at a Safeway store while picking up some soft drinks on his way home from work. He said he had to choose whether he wanted the $1 million spread out over the next 30 years or a one-time payment. He got the one-time $759,878. So anyway, that was $759,000 more than he thought he won, at any rate, right?
But when you think about it, if he took the 30-year payout, it would have been a little over $33,000 a year.
Yeah.
So when it comes to something like this, it's like, yeah, no, take that $700.
Well, no matter what, he's a winner. Congratulations, Jose. It's 10 before the hour.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Are you watching your retirement savings melt away right in front of your eyes as the economy crumbles? Well, if you have an IRA, 401k, or similar account, I need to tell you about a better way that was revealed by a Wall Street Journal best-selling book. Simply put, you can opt out of the insanity and convert your existing retirement account into the most stable physical asset in history. Physical gold and silver. Plus, this conversion might qualify you for an IRS loophole that could save you even more. Today, Advantage Gold is giving away a completely free audiobook version of the national bestseller, Gold is a Better Way. Just text the word better to 48542 to get your copy. That's BETTER to 48542. By the time you drive home, this simple step may save the future value of your retirement. It's not too late if you're not prepared. You can take action now and claim a free copy. Text the word better to 48542. That's BETTER to 48542. Message and data rates may apply.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Past the hour now. Good Day Health Time. Dr. Jack Stockwell joins us from his clinic in Salt Lake City. He's the founder of ForbiddenDoctor.com, a website that's loaded with information. He's got great podcasts that he produces from his own radio program that he does in Salt Lake on the same station that this program is on. How do you like them apples? Jack, and by the way, speaking of a podcast, the most recent podcast that we have at Good Day Health for Jack is a focus on bad bread and why bakers don't make more bread made out of wheat. Well, because wheat's gluten, and gluten's bad, at least as far as I'm concerned. That could be the conversation. Anyway, there are all kinds of things. You talked about drinking sour milk and how that's good for you. Why does sour milk, just review that
well,
for a
it's
second.
Not so much drinking it as to include it in your foods.
Ah, bake with it. Yeah, that's good. Makes
because
good
the
sense.
Pasteurized okay. milk, pasteurized milk doesn't go sour. It rots.
Yeah, and it is rotten to begin with.
It's poison to drink.
Yeah, it is.
But sour milk forms vitamin mineral combinations and lactic acid, which is very, very good in order to balance acid alkaline conditions inside the body. And so if you're going to make gravy, use sour milk. If you're making soups, use sour milk. The sourness kind of disappears in the cooking, but it provides great nutrition.
Okay. You heard it here, straight from the horse's mouth. And not the other end of the horse. Dr. Jack Stockwell's podcast at the Good Day Health Show. They're available along with the Ken's podcast, all of them, available free at gooddayhealthshow.com or wherever you get your podcast. You miss out, you're missing out, period.
Bob
end of
tells
story.
Me there's over 600.
600 podcasts.
Yeah, Bob yes. tells me there's over 600.
All right. Yep, lots of them there. All right, here's a question for you as the believer, and so am I, in, you know, honey is supposed to be good for you, but there are different types of honey, like Manuka honey. Apparently, combining that with drugs help to eliminate the side effects of whatever the drug is. There's a number of drugs. In other words, if you're taking drugs, this approach to, and I can't pronounce what it really is, but it's good for people who are taking drugs, for example, for cystic fibrosis. This Manuka honey comes from Australia. Have you ever had any Manuka honey?
Oh, you know
much about it?
It's quite expensive.
Yes, it is.
Yes.
Doesn't taste good like regular honey.
It tastes different. But it has a very powerful antibacterial effect in the body.
Yep, it does.
And so that's why a lot of people, especially people who are prone to opportunistic infections or colds or flus or something more than other people in the family,
yeah,
if they'll use Manuka in place of regular honey, it seems to have a very ameliorative effect.
All right, we're going to talk about vitamin D in a moment after I remind you that Jack is brought to you in part by the folks who bring you Calitrin, the weight loss formula that's all natural and most assuredly will help you keep the weight off. It's good for losing weight, but it's also good, I'm talking about the safe, sane way, not losing 30 pounds in 30 days, but an intelligent approach that's clinically proven. Go to toploss.com. You can start with a 90-day program. They've been helping customers with this program for years, 25 years in business. It works, plain and simple. Calitrin, find it at toploss.com. Use the discount code Doug for an unlimited buy three, get three free, or as many as you want. You will get them, and they'll help you pay for the stuff, too. There's a payment plan that's very helpful. Use the code Doug, no shipping either, at toploss.com. Okay, so here's more an attack on vitamin D, which is supposed to be the sunshine vitamin and good for all of us. So who's chasing this horse around?
Well, this Steven Salzberg is a professor of biomedical engineering at Johns Hopkins, and he put out this article saying, stop taking vitamin D already. Now, I would tell people to stop taking synthetic vitamin D.
Yeah.
But when you get a food-based vitamin D, that's a totally different story. And he's also saying, stop taking vitamin C, vitamin A, vitamin E.
What does this guy know? Who is he? Why would he listen
well,
to
he's
him?
Well, he's a shill for Big Pharma.
Okay.
And it was a study that was published in The Lancet, for Pete's sake, the oldest medical journal on the planet.
Yeah.
And he said, taking vitamin D did not prevent heart disease, weight gain, mood disorders, multiple sclerosis, and metabolic disorders, all of which have been linked to lower vitamin D. Those things have so many other causes that to say it was because vitamin D didn't work on it, you shouldn't take vitamin D, to me, is like saying all those big rigs running by you down the street, throwing rocks at them, will not stop them from running out of fuel. Nonsense.
All right, there it
is. Absolute nonsense.
It is nonsense. I agree with you. All right, Jack Stockwell, 59 past the hour.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.